views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show, where we have stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. I'm talking to you today from Hubbard Radio here at 1150 AM KKNW. You may be listening here in the Seattle area, or perhaps you're listening on WBLQ AM 1230 in Rhode Island, Connecticut, or New York, or somewhere across the United States on cable radio network, or anywhere around the world on Transformation Talk Radio. But wherever you're listening from today, you're going to be glad you joined us, because we're going to be talking about something that I think is important for each and every one of us. And I think we've been sold a bill of goods about this. And my guest today is going to help shift our perspective. And we're going to be talking about success and goals and things along those lines. But before we go that direction, I want to say hello to my better half here in the studio, my producer, Mr. Benny Mathers. Good morning, Benny.
Hi, good day. Good morning and good day.
Yes, it depends on where in the world you are.
You're all over. So
good evening, you know.
That's why we're covering all aspects.
Yes, who knows what day it is in the world where you're listening from. But
hopefully it's just warmer and lots of blue water and trees, plenty of palm and
And a margarita.
Mai Tai.
There we go. Yeah. I think we're ready for the weekend, aren't we?
Yeah. I think so, too. It's good to have you back, though, because we missed the show last week. We had unfortunately, there was a basketball game, so we pushed you to this week. But it's good to have you back and good to see you.
And, you know, I did do a show last week on Transformation Talk Radio. So if those of you listening on KKNW happen to miss it, you can find it on my website in the radio show page, stellarreflections.com. So go to the archives, because it was an interesting show. And before we get started with the show today, I've got a few exciting announcements. First of all, I want to let you know that we are doing sessions in a new location. Now, those of you who are listening know that we're a radio show, and we also offer workshops and training seminars for healers as well. But we're also a private session business, and we're now doing sessions out of a place in Woodinville called Serenity Bliss Holistic Spa. And it's down this like little road that's tree lined, but it's really close to the freeway. So if you're interested in sessions, you can find us there, and you can, of course, go to our website. Also, I wanted to mention that on Tuesday, I'm going to be doing the Dr. Pat Show. And I'm really excited about it because I'm going to be talking about change and the vibrational principles associated with change, and translated that into tools to help you shift your life in whatever direction you want to go. So I'm excited about having that opportunity on Tuesday. I also want to mention the workshop on April 25th. The Vibration of Change is what I call it, based on the title of my upcoming book. So lots of exciting things coming up. But, you know, we're going to be talking about something really important today with a veteran psychologist. He is John Ryder. He's a PhD psychologist, an author, and an achievement coach. His book is called Positive Directions. I love that, because he's looking at positive psychology. So he looks at psychology in a different sort of way, and he also incorporates the Eastern and Western traditions. He has had over 30 years of experience in a private practice in Manhattan, and he's really inspired to help people to live healthy and successful lives. And we're going to be talking about success. I'm so excited that he's here today. I've heard him on other shows before. And when I heard him, I said, well, you have to have him on. I'd like to welcome Dr. John Ryder. John, welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show.
Well, thank you very much for having me, and greetings to all the people out there.
You know, John, you do have a different perspective on success, and it's really a breath of fresh air. So let's start with what society's perspective is on success, and how in Western culture we kind of get entrenched in that sort of perspective and the effect it has on our lives.
It's a good point. And Christine, I'm terrified that still money is probably the main way that people measure success, and it's the wrong way.
Right.
And success is something that really starts off as a child takes his first step and learns to walk. And you see, little children always fall, but they eventually learn to walk because they conquer their fears, they overcome the obstacles, and they really learn to take one step after another. And the same applies to our lives. If we just learn how to use our skills and develop our plans, I think people can achieve a lot in life.
So what do people typically do when they start to set their goals?
Well, that's the real problem. I think that most people don't. They have a lot of wishes, and they wish to be rich. They wish to be happy. They wish for this and that. Uh-huh. And the real key is to have a plan. Those people that develop a realistic and complete plan, they are much more likely to be successful. I think we all know about New Year's resolutions.
And people
make the resolution, but they don't make a plan. Uh-huh. And by February, March, most of those resolutions have just gone up into air. Right?
Or January 15th, yes.
And I think that the whole thing is really developing an accurate and what I call strategic plan, where you have all of the things that you want to achieve written out so you can see them. You post them in front of you so that there are clues to your success and that you create a very strategic plan that gives you the dates, the times, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, and help you monitor your progress.
Okay, so it's actually getting very linear about the strategy.
You know, there is something, the word that I use with my clients is be pragmatic. Mm. It's a word that is not against any philosophy or any approach, but it refers to an idea that we have to connect the dots.
Mm-hmm.
And too often people are, I think, wishy-washy or dreamy, and their dreams are very valuable and very good. Uh-huh. And I encourage people to have tremendous dreams. One of the generals, I think it was Westmoreland, said, does it take any more effort to have a small dream or a big dream? No. The idea is to have big dreams, but to keep them pragmatic, meaning that you organize it really, really well. And that is what I do. I really help people. I usually have a whole day workshop where I help people identify their dreams, their goals, and their plans, develop a strategic plan, and then help them design that strategic plan so that they can have a path to follow through and reach their goals.
So, John, when people are choosing, you know, what their goals are, do you find that typically they're choosing for themselves or they're choosing for others who have told them what they should be interested in doing?
You know, that's a big thing, mostly with younger people.
Mm-hmm.
Their parents saying, I want you to be a doctor or a lawyer or something. And very often parents mean well, but the truth is no one should tell you what will make you happy.
Right.
That's something that you really have to look inwardly and ask yourself, what's going to make me happy?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if you're not sure, the best thing is to experiment. Explore your options. You know, take a workshop with you out there in Seattle or someone, you know, wherever you do. Any workshop that you take where you explore those options, test out the waters,
right,
offers you the opportunity to, you know, sample what might make you happy and really discover that, you know what, being a pet groomer is what you really want to do.
Sure.
And you love animals and you want to be a pet groomer, and all the power to you.
Right.
Maybe you'll have your own pet shop and that will make you happy.
Uh-huh.
But that's what people fail to do. They often, like you said, go by what other people told them.
Mm-hmm. And I went that route myself. You know, my father was an actuary, so basically a statistician in the insurance industry. So what did I do? I went to college and majored in math and got a math degree, and then I got a graduate degree in mathematical statistics and was a statistician for many years, which I was good at, but it was not what my heart was urging me to do. And so, you know, I've been there, done that, and I tell you, it's better if you don't wait the 15 years or whatever to change and follow your heart, you know, because meanwhile you end up with illness and frustration and you know, it's just a lack of joy. But when you're choosing your path, it's much more pleasurable. Life's better.
Well, Christine, you mentioned something fascinating to me. You were a statistician.
Yes.
Boy, there's nothing more pragmatic than that. You are a master of pragmatism. And think about it. I guarantee that your success in your life, your show, and all the things that you're doing is because you had a foundation of science, of thinking logically, rationally, and never, I would add, never dulling your intuitive side, uh-huh. Never ignoring something that was deeper inside of you that kept you pulled away from the statistics alone and got you into the business you're in now.
Right, right. And I think that really, John, for me, it was a matter of feeling. I mean, there's all sorts of belief systems we have to get sort of eliminate to find our own personal belief system. And we have to worry about, you know, we end up worrying about what other people think, what society says. But for me, I think a big part of it was my feeling unworthy of following my dream. Do you find that that's a common occurrence, that people will come from this place of not really being due on some level what it is they want?
It's a very complicated issue, you're right. And very often people fail to develop a strong, passionate desire for what they want. Mm. And passion comes from, you know, that deep inner connection that we feel. It goes all the way down to the roots of who we are. Mm-hmm. And unless you're confident, unless you feel and believe in yourself, of course it's hard to invest in what you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, we've got to go to a quick break, but more with Dr. John Ryder when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Every night I say a prayer in the hopes that there's a heaven. But every day I'm more confused as the saints turn into sinners.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
We Carry the Light with host Dr. Susan Allison is the show that inspires you to find the light within and shine your light in the world. You'll hear from guests who model how to be the highest, brightest, most evolved, fulfilled, and conscious humans possible. Tune in each Thursday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and let Dr. Susan help you discover that you carry the unique light that only you can shine.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
What does a dentist of the year get? A little plaque. Welcome to Smile Big, where we offer cosmetic, restorative, and preventative dentistry. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Abdenard work hard every day for their clients to be happy to smile with the latest equipment for complete smile restoration for anyone. The sooner you call, the sooner they can help. Call 425-454-4040 or email scheduling@smilebig.com. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
I knew as a child to fall into idols of play, and I feel this empty place inside. So afraid that I've lost my faith. Show.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I really wish we had the webcam on Benny right now because he was getting into that music. And
Christine's great showing
choice.
Us all the way. So is Dr. Ryder. This is what we do here.
Well, we're all looking for the way, yeah. and we all have answers on some level. And I just love the answers that Dr. John Ryder has come up with over his 30 years of practice and exploring Eastern and Western traditions. And it's just sort of like this different perspective on success. So before the break, John, we were talking, one of the things we were talking about was worthiness. And do you find that people have to get through their worthiness issues before they can actually choose goals or and become successful? Or can you work on both at the same time?
Well, I would like to say that both are worth working on, mm-hmm. you know. Worthiness is something that evolves in a person and matures over a lifetime uh-huh. because, you know, we know people that have too much of it, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
The ones that have like that narcissistic, you know, self-centered, their ego is just through the roof.
Right.
And they feel that they are entitled to everything all the time.
Right.
But they fail to connect with people. They fail to get close to people. Mm-hmm. And at the other end of the spectrum, there are people that, you know, are willing to give up anything and everything just to feel close and connected and enjoy that love and connection thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they give up feeling important.
Right.
And it's a rather complicated story, but when people develop a sense of worthiness, it's based on what they contribute,
mm.
what they can feel grateful for, what they offer others. And the thing that positive psychology has been showing is that the thing that makes us happiest are the things that we do for others when we're not asked.
Oh, I like that, John.
And that was scientifically proven that if you do something for someone else
uh-huh.
without being asked, and it's just something nice that that person appreciates and is grateful for,
uh-huh.
that makes you feel better longer than anything else you do.
That's great to know.
Now, that is where that sense of worthiness should evolve from,
uh-huh.
that you have power, you have skills, you have abilities that you give to these other people.
Uh-huh.
And by giving and serving the needs of people around you, you feel good about it. You
right.
just do these things, and maybe you're paid for it. Maybe people say thank you, but it makes you feel good.
Right.
And that is a deep sense of worthiness that I think people develop because they're doing something constructive for each other.
Uh-huh. And perhaps sharing their gifts that they came here with.
Exactly. And that is part of the way that I get people to build their goals, their develop that major life plan. Because I look at people and I say, what are your natural skills?
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned that I'm into positive psychology.
Uh-huh.
And for decades, psychology has always been saying, what's wrong with you? Mm-hmm. What's your pathology?
Right.
What do you do wrong?
Right.
What are your weaknesses?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? And I have always, from the beginning of my career in psychology 40 years ago, I've always asked, well, what are our gifts? What are our strengths? What are our possibilities? What is your potential?
Right. Oh, what a huge difference in what's disempowering and what's empowering.
Exactly. And so when we stop thinking about what's wrong and start thinking about what is right, uh-huh. what are your strengths? And there are a number of places, if you start looking into positive psychology, people will find out all sorts of things. And one of the major academic centers of this is the University of Pennsylvania. And if you go look up UPenn Happiness or mm-hmm. UPenn Positive Psychology, mm-hmm. they have a wonderful website with all sorts of, you know, valuable information there. But the key is to say, what are your gifts? What are your talents? What are your abilities that you can give and share and profit from?
Mm-hmm.
What can you make money at and, you know, serve and enjoy?
Right. Well, you know, it seems to me that at least in the culture here in the U.S., the way it works in school is if there's something you're really passionate about, whether it's playing guitar or, you know, playing tennis or whatever, we try to limit that with our kids and we kind of force them to spend a lot of time doing some things that they're not passionate about. And it seems to me that there should be some balance where we're actually encouraging them. Okay, because you see this at a very young age. You see, you know, at least I as a parent have seen it. I know I had it as a child. So how do we balance things out when we've been sort of like, I don't know, sort of pushed to not embrace our passions?
Well, that's a very good question. And unfortunately, you know, the thing that I've noticed about psychology is that whatever happens to us in our childhood really follows us for the rest of our life.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a Freudian in any way that there's all of this subconscious stuff, but the truth is, whatever we deal with when we're young, the way we deal with it becomes a pattern in our lives.
Uh-huh.
And so it really is a major advantage for anyone to seek out a psychologist or therapist or someone like you who can help them explore what were their life story.
Right.
And when we identify this life story, then you become more aware. You develop insight of, like, what's holding you back from, you know, focusing on your power, on your strength, on
right.
your abilities. And when you focus on your strengths and you realize what has been holding you back or what little program of, you know, self-sabotage you've been saying, I can't ever do this or
right.
I'll never manage, I'll never succeed, why would you say that? Well, maybe there is a good reason that you said that when you were 10, 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
But it follows people.
Right.
And so my job is to help people identify their strengths, but also identify their roots,
mm-hmm.
to recognize what's holding them back and cut those things down so that they are liberated, so they can just fly up and do whatever they want. You know, that I have this quote that says, you can shoot for the stars, but at least land on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Right. I love that quote. I do. And, you know, landing on the moon is pretty darn cool.
Yes, and you're not going to do it if you shoot for the hills.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got to be passionate, and you really do need a well-devised plan. And so when you devise a plan, most people say, I have this one goal. And you know what? It is important to focus on the one thing that you're going to try and accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
But I always tell people to have what they call contingency plans or plan B,
uh-huh.
plan C.
Uh-huh.
And when you do, then what it means is that you're shooting for the stars, but you want to at least hit the moon. And whatever it is that you're going to be doing, you're looking at all the possibilities on how you can advance, how you can progress, how you can achieve something in the process of your, you know, goal attainment.
Right. And, you know, John, one of the things I found in my own life that has been rather surprising but also filled with joy is the fact that I can be planning on one path and then suddenly something about it isn't quite right. And I've, you know, I've shifted. I never expected to end up in radio, for instance. And yet suddenly the opportunity was there. It sounded like it could be fun. And I get a lot of joy out of this. And I help, you know, others. And that's been my passion all along, as I know it is yours as well. So it's kind of like that was one of my that was probably like planned. I don't know, FG somewhere down the road. But so can't the plan B, so to speak, be even more fun than what we had anticipated with plan A?
Oh, that's a brilliant one. You know, what I always tell people is that part of life is the intellectual planning and success. And, you know, like, we know what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We know how to get there, more or less.
Right.
But life always throws us, you know, for a loop or a spin and throws us into a detour. And it's interesting because when we're on that detour, we can't predict what to do. And then more options open up.
Uh-huh.
That's when you can say, well, wow, I got this opportunity to do a radio show. Well, maybe I should do this.
Mm-hmm.
And if this just happened to you, well, if you take advantage of that, if you're open, if you are an optimist, then you go like, well, what could I take advantage of here?
Uh-huh, right. Yeah.
And that's how people begin to evolve, develop, and, you know, succeed more in that positive direction that I talk about.
Uh-huh. You know, John, we've got to go to another quick break. But before we get a break, I want people to know how they can connect with you online. What's your website?
My website is takepositivedirections.com. And it talks about my book, and there's a whole bunch of information there for people to, you know, work on themselves, gain insight, and keep a positive direction in their life.
Wonderful. But don't go away, everybody, because more with Dr. John Ryder when we return here in just a few moments. We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, on Saturday, April 25th in Seattle for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. How many of your healthy habits are really based on fear?
please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW CRN and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation today with Dr. John Ryder. He is a psychologist who has written the book Positive Directions, and he has a wonderful take on psychology and on success and direction. Now, John, before the break, we were talking about, you know, plan B, C, D, E, F, you know. When we have whatever plan, at whatever stage we're at within a plan, what's the deal should we be optimistic, you know, and is there a problem with being pessimistic? When do we know, like, when to feel right about things, when not? And what's your perspective on pessimism and optimism?
Well, that's an excellent question. Christine, the key here is that optimism is a great, fantastic attitude, but it is not a strategy.
Oh, say that again, John. That feels really important.
Optimism is a great attitude, but you need a positive strategy. Optimism is basically wishful thinking. It says, oh, it will turn out well. Uh-huh. And if you don't have a positive attitude, if you're not optimistic, don't even bother trying, because right. Pessimists are very unlikely to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But just having an optimistic attitude is really a bad way to approach things. And that's where I was saying, come up with a plan, a strategy, because what you want is to have an optimistic attitude with a really well-developed strategic plan, mm-hmm. because that's when you predict things. That's where you, like a pragmatist with all the statistical stuff that you did in the past, uh-huh. would say, what's my probability of success here?
Uh-huh.
And if you have an optimistic attitude, you go, well, maybe it's only a 10% success possibility, but it's so valuable. It's so important. I feel so strong about it. Let me come up with a plan to try and take advantage of this small possibility.
Uh-huh.
And the small possibilities, I refer to a long shot. It's not a very certain thing, but you know what? Sometimes it's worth it.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
On the other hand, you know, the sure shots, you know, like, in life, risk is basically if you get into a career that has a very low risk, like, mm-hmm. you know, you get a desk job,
uh-huh.
well, there's no big risk to it, but you are very certain to have a secure position.
Right.
On the other hand, if you take on things that are much more risky, you know, you try to invest in the stock market, the potential is big, but the risk is big.
Sure, sure.
And so you need to be aware of how comfortable you are with the risk you're taking.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I talk about positive attitude as well as a strategic approach.
Right. And, John, I think that it's so important what you're talking about here, having some perspective that there is a chance that you might not achieve, you know, it, particularly if it's not such a sure thing. But that doesn't define success per se, does it?
No. Success should be what you decide what is most important to you.
Uh-huh.
And as you decide what is most important, that's when you set up whatever goals you have. And when you reach those goals, that should be your reward. And I often tell people, don't just stop at reaching your goals. Have real additional rewards that if I accomplish this, if I have my own radio show, I'm going to buy myself a new car.
Uh-huh. Oh, and I still need to do that. My car is really old. Thank you, John, for saying that.
And, you know, you do have goals that you can achieve and rewards that you give yourself. Uh-huh. But I also tell people that if you have your plan and you fail to meet your expectations, mm-hmm. you punish yourself. You take something away. You say, I'm not going to have dessert for a week because, you know what, this is, I failed to do this. And that's really hard, but that's what discipline is about, and that's what is part of that strategic plan. Well, and if you make it really detailed, it's easier to follow.
So you think there should be negative consequences as well? I mean, I think typically people, if they didn't reach their success, they might have lots of dessert for a while.
And that just simply locks them more into a failure.
Why is that?
Because you're coping. You're coping with failure.
Uh-huh.
And to, you know, sit there and gorge on dessert
right.
is a great way that you learned to cope with failure when you were a kid.
Right.
That wasn't what we would suggest is a good way of dealing with it.
Uh-huh.
You know, psychology, and even positive psychology, is like, okay, learn from your mistakes. What I tell people is do not be afraid of making mistakes.
Uh-huh.
Do not punish yourself for making mistakes. Learn from the mistakes and then move forward. But if you have a goal that you failed to reach because you were lazy or you were just not paying attention,
mm-hmm.
that's not a mistake.
Right.
That's your failure.
Yeah.
And that you should not be rewarding yourself mm-hmm. for, but you should be like, oh, damn, what did I do? Oops.
Yeah.
You know, you should feel bad. And the consequences should say, you know what? Let me tighten my belt and let me put myself forward and try to accomplish more.
Mm-hmm. So, John, when we're not successful with something, you know, we have not achieved our goal, how do we sort of, you know, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps, so to speak, and move on to the next plan?
Well, that's a very good question. And that's where Plan B comes in. You may not have intended to become a radio host, but it happened to you in some way, and you were optimistic, and you took advantage of the opportunities, and you transformed whatever was maybe a difficult situation, a detour, into a whole new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
So the key is to be really, really aware. If you like, I could share something that I've been asking all of the luminaries I've met in my life, and I would like to know whether you've heard the same thing from people that you've met.
That's
and
right.
I'm talking about, you know, Oscar winners, Nobel Prize winners. I've met a number of these people over my lifetime, and I like to ask them one question.
What's that question, John?
I ask them if, and these are the people that are really super successful. I say, if you have all the logic, all the facts, all the information, intellectual stuff telling you to go in this direction,
mm-hmm.
but your gut intuition is telling you to go in the opposite direction, what do you do?
Oh, that's a great question.
So what do you think they have said?
Probably those who are really successful, the gut direction.
100%.
Wow.
Not one of them. And these are super smart people.
Uh-huh.
They're millionaires. They're, you know, super successful people achieving amazing things. Not one of them said, I go with my intellectual, you know, facts.
Right.
I go with my gut.
Uh-huh.
What does that tell you?
Well, you tell me, John. What's your perspective on that?
It's super important information because, you know, we as children learn to ignore our intuition and
so
rely
right.
on the facts, on the information, mm-hmm. and rely on our intelligence. And the truth is, it's very important and very valuable. But when it comes to important decisions,
mm-hmm.
do not ignore your intuition. That inner radar is there to guide you, to help you.
Yeah.
It's not less important than your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And when you listen to your intuition, and it can be a gut feeling,
right.
it can be a whisper, it can be be a dream, it can be an image, it can be a feeling, it can be a lot of different things. But when you pay attention to those things, they will help you direct your life in a positive direction.
Uh-huh. Right. And I, John, I don't know about you, but in my own life, I've had to learn that the hard way, repeatedly, by ignoring the gut feeling and going based on what, you know, seems right, based on the intellect, based on the social input, you know, whatever it is. And then I get kicked in the pants because I have not listened to my gut.
Well, you did confess to me about how your father convinced you logically that you should become a statistician.
Yeah, wait, I don't know that he convinced me in a logical way. I think that, you know, I was sort of following in his path. And I think that I was also looking for his approval, honestly. Like, oh, you know. And the funny thing is, John, that I didn't really get his approval until I became a mother. And that's a whole other story.
But, interesting.
Yeah. But, yeah, so I was following, you know, what I thought I should do as opposed to what felt right in my gut.
Well, that's part of the intellectual, you know. And whatever you were listening to as a kid, he encouraged you to rely more on the facts mm-hmm. than on the intuition.
Right, right. Yep.
And it's not wrong to listen to the facts. It, you know, we have our brains because they are important and valuable.
Uh-huh.
I'm not telling people to ignore the intellectual information.
Right.
Just do not ignore the intuition. And there are times where your intuition is going to be a much more important radar signal to you about what you want to do with your life than all the facts and details that you get from your intelligence.
Mm-hmm. Yep, yep. Well, we've got to go to another quick break, but stay tuned for more with Dr. John Ryder when we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a...
We all seem to have something in our lives that we would like to shift, and there are a variety of ways to implement change. But many times we try several approaches but still don't get what we want. Why is that? Well, it turns out that there are universal principles governing change that you probably haven't heard about before, which determine whether or not we are successful in getting what we want. Following these principles leads to positive, lasting change, but ignoring them keeps us stuck. So if you are struggling in at least one area of your life, then you are missing an essential ingredient in your recipe of change. Want to learn the keys to success? Join me, Christine Upchurch, on Saturday, April 25th in Seattle for a day-long experiential workshop, helping you create your personalized roadmap for change. Empower yourself to transform your life so you can live more vibrantly. For more information, please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelmed and stressed? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice, full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in talk radio.
Battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speaking their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking with John Ryder, PhD psychologist from Manhattan, and I was telling John on the break, I'm so appreciative of how he doesn't speak like the typical New Yorker a mile a minute, and so I'm so enjoying this conversation, John.
Well, thank you.
You know, how is it that we can sort of create our plan A, our plan B, plan C, whatever stage we're at or whatever, you know, goal we're after right now? How do we figure out our chances for success? How do we predict the events better?
Well, that's where you really need to develop a strategic plan. And what I've done in my workshops is help people talk about their wildest dreams as well as their simple, needy goals, like I need a new apartment or a better car or something. And so what I do is I try to develop a hierarchical plan where at the top you have the wild dreams of I want to become an astronaut or, you know, the more practical things of like I need a new guitar to play my music or something. And when you have that long list, then you develop a plan on what you need to do, how to do this, who to contact, how much money, et cetera, et cetera. And that becomes a strategic plan. And if you have an optimistic attitude and a strategic plan, then you develop a timeline. And the timeline at the bottom helps you begin to program what you do the first day, hour, week, month, year, or into the, you know, years and decades ahead of time. And if people develop this and they really work on it, then they begin seeing what we call a vision. They work out those vision boards and they develop a complete image of what they want to accomplish. Right now I'm working with a guy who is a film producer and he had a great idea. I can't describe it, but it's about Facebook. And so, you know, he's now developed a plan with this whole concept of working on this movie about Facebook, and it's brilliant. Now, it's a big ordeal. It's, you know, he needs to organize the people and the programs and the ideas and everything else. And he is now organizing a strategic plan. And, of course, that's what we call a long shot. It's a difficult task. It has a lot of risks. It has a lot of problems. But if you organize this and begin to plan it, then he may very well realize this dream. And he has made movies in the past, so now he's working on this new movie. And I've had a lot of people who, you know, had a dream, and because they organized it, made a plan, had the timeline, they began that strategic development of their plan, and they've now developed their own product. They have a new pair of jeans on the market. They have developed a new fashion something or other. They have built up a new career. And what is really important is that people see that success coming to them, and that ignites your passion.
Positive feedback loop then.
Exactly, because if you have the dream becoming a manifestation, then you are really able to feel it, experience it, and enjoy it. And I urge people to really take the time to stop and appreciate, experience the gratitude for what they have accomplished, even if it's a small progress. Because that's what I think builds real success. Not just that you've made a lot of money, not that you became famous, but that you've accomplished what you set out to do. And the more you define and explain to yourself and others what you're working on, the more you're going to be held to that bar. And when you reach it, you should be jumping up and down, celebrating and cheering. And I bet other people will cheer you on as well.
Yeah. Well, you know, John, I think what you talk about and the things that you're teaching are so important because now I think that, you know, many of us who are sort of in the what we consider to be the new age realm or the, you know, the psycho-spiritual path, in some sense have been sold a bill of goods about this concept of manifestation. And yes, I believe that if we focus on what we want and we have the positive energy and, you know, it actually creates this vibrational attraction to have people come in and help us and wonderful things happen. But we have to actually figure out the plan and take steps in that direction or we don't ever get there, don't we?
And that is where, you know, people like you really come in, because whatever people are thinking about right now during the show, they might be stimulated. They might go like, yeah, I had a dream of, you know, opening up my own little store.
Uh-huh.
Well, put it down on paper.
Right.
Write down a plan. On my website, Take Positive Directions, I explain the steps that you need to take that will help you achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm.
And what people need to do is figure out how to accomplish more, because you all have talents. You all have gifts and abilities that if you work on, they will serve you and serve others.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what makes the world go round.
Mm-hmm.
That is more important than the money or the fame, because when we circulate progress, then it enriches everybody.
Right. And I also love the fact that you're emphasizing to acknowledge and celebrate the steps along the way, the progress, because, you know, I think that if we have that plan and we're actually acknowledging that we're one step closer, then, you know, it's not like, okay, we're not there yet. It's like, oh, no, but we're on our way. And I think that that makes so much sense, John.
Absolutely.
So, John, you know, we've just got a couple of more minutes. Do you have any message for our listeners that you'd like to share?
Well, shoot for the stars and aim for the moon. You know, take the moment to write down the plan. Express yourself. Go to the wildest dreams you've ever had and work your way back down to the simplest things that you really, really need.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are things that are wishes, there are things that are needs, there are things that are demands of life. And if you work on these things, you will definitely accomplish more than if you don't.
Right.
That's what I call pragmatic. That's
mm-hmm.
what you learned studying statistics,
right,
to be more pragmatic. And then you can even take a long shot and help yourself reach a very high level of success.
Mm-hmm.
And that success should not be measured in dollars. It should be measured in smiles, in pride,
uh-huh,
in a sense of achievement, what I call fulfillment.
Right.
And a life well lived, and I've met so many people. One of my friends lived to 111.
Wow.
This guy, Alex Image, he was actually in the newspapers. He lived to 111, and I often asked him, so like, what is your secret?
Uh-huh.
And his secret was, I'm curious.
Oh, interesting.
And he was the most interesting guy. He was so curious about life, and he lived to 111 because he just needed to know more and more and more. He
uh-huh.
was so hungry for information about ideas and people and whatever. He never stopped asking questions.
That's great. Oh, that's really a success story there, John. Thank you for sharing that. And I really appreciate you being here today. Again, it's Dr. John Ryder. And you've got a couple websites, including johnryderphd.com. It's R-Y-D-E-R. What's the other website, John?
Take Positive Directions.
Take Positive Directions. And, of course, his book is entitled Positive Directions. Thank you so much, John, for being here. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you very much, and all the best to people out there.
Oh, thank you. And, you know, there really are people all over the world, and so I'm grateful that your message is reaching them today. And I'm so grateful that you joined us here on the show today. You know, you can find us on Facebook. You can find us online, stellarreflections.com. And it's the Christine Upchurch Show on Facebook. You know, give us a shout out. Let us know what you thought of the show and share your input. So thanks, everybody. Bye.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey.
Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.